I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. February 5th is National Weather Person's Day, honoring the birth of one of America's first weather observers, John Jeffries, in 1744. He began taking daily weather observations in Boston in 1774 and took the first weather balloon observation in 1784. National Weather Person's Day recognizes the men and women who collectively provide Americans with the best weather, water, and climate forecast and warning services in the world that many take for granted. On TV or radio, check a website or a smartphone app and you get a weather forecast. Behind those forecasts are dedicated meteorologists and weathercasters helping plan your day and issuing warnings to help keep you safe. Your weather forecast information starts with your National Weather Service meteorologist working around the clock. They use weather data and forecast guidance to issue public weather, river, marine, and aviation forecasts, climatic data used by engineers, utilities, and researchers, and more, forecasts to help firefighters control wildfires, and emergency management officials to address all kinds of hazards. Others include 9,000 volunteer cooperative observers who measure daily temperature and precipitation, 400,000 volunteer skywarn weather spotters, thousands of volunteer amateur radio operators, and citizen observers in the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. TV weather anchors are the most visible members of America's weather team. Commercial weather companies provide tailor-made forecast information for clients. They all use National Weather Service data to share forecast and warning information on TV, radio, the web, and through mobile apps. And finally, researchers develop ways to further enhance forecast and warning accuracy. So on February 5th, National Weather Person's Day, give some love to your local weather authorities. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.